teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, your life's like diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is... It's the No Name Project. It's the No Name Show. We've not yet given it a name. Temporarily, we're calling it Cash Flow. That is what is absent with a lot of people nowadays, and their credit cards are eating them alive. My co-host is Mr. James Martinez. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon. Good morning, everybody, wherever you are.
Boy, you sound good. You sound like you're sitting right next to me.
Good.
How's things? How's the weather out there on the left coast?
It's actually, the heat's calmed down, the sun's out, it's a beautiful Southern California day.
Well, we're enjoying it here. We haven't had temperatures like this, I think, since March. It's about 74 degrees here in Central Texas.
Nice.
And we're loving it.
Great.
Yeah. Hey, look, this is our second program, and it's a... We should talk about the reasons why we did this program. It's never been done before. And it's basically centered around credit card reduction and credit card elimination. That's for the gutsier ones out there that see the see through the veil and the sham of our banking friends, the ones that gave us our debt money system. Politicians in Washington like it because it's an open-ended checkbook. But the problem is they're running out of people to sell the debt to run this country. The subprime, the subprime mortgage bubble out there has popped, putting pressure on everybody out there. The economy, it's not looking real good. Job market futures are not looking real good. There's not a whole lot of positive, and I like to be positive about things when there's a reason to be positive, but the more I look at this, James, the more I'm going, oh no, oh no.
Yeah. I understand.
It's, as a friend used to say to me, it's a laying that away. It certainly is. And the funny thing about this is because a lot of people out there took these subprime mortgage rates, the banks should not have been loaning money to these people. I mean, that's just bottom line. In the current system, and I'm not saying that people don't have the right to borrow money if they want to, but our taskmasters, along with that money, of course, you get the interest applied to it. And it's the people in this country that can least afford the credit are the ones that are victimized the most. Go figure. The less you have,
exactly,
the more they want to take out of your pocket. But there was also something else that happened. A lot of people were doing refis. They were pulling equity out of their homes rather than using their credit cards. Well, since the credit market has, well, just all but dried up, and even credit between banks, they're even hesitant to loan each other money. The problem is when you can't pull equity out of your home to pay some bills, you got to use them charge cards. And
there you go.
Yeah, and that's where people are at right now. Now, if you're enjoying paying that interest rate, I mean, if you got a credit card, folks, that you're paying, you know, 6, 7, 8% interest on, just think of those people that, well, aren't exactly, thank you, that aren't exactly have that 700 credit score, and they're paying their 15, 16, 17, 18%. I mean, that's Guido, that's loan shark mentality, folks. We'll talk more about the credit card situation. This is our second show, temporarily named Cash Flow. We'll come up with something different with my co-host here, Mr. Martinez, out there in California. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Sounds suspiciously like bumper music on MSNBC, the cheerleaders for the Wall Street Boys. I just noticed that. This has never been done, to my knowledge, in radio history, and it is an experiment, as James will tell you. You will see commercials on television, folks, talking about getting rid of your credit card debt, and they'll give you a toll-free number. You might even see or hear a couple of ads on radio for debt consolidation. James, why should they go with the package that we're offering them? What's their advantage over anybody else out there?
Well, the advantage over North American Educational Services, basically, is they have the ability to take whatever their alleged credit card debt is, and they'll be taught systematically through a process that's been tested over almost seven years now, on how to eliminate that debt legally and also how to settle. Make a settlement on their own without having a third party come in and negotiate it, charge a fee, and not really get you a good settlement at the end if that's something they want to do. Both of those methods, and at the end of the day, there's a lot of businesses that are out right now that are know that there's a credit crunch. They know that people are in credit card debt, but they don't really help the consumer eliminate it. This particular company knows how to do that. knows how to do it very well because I was there at the very beginning when this started many years ago. So what happens, and when somebody joins, they not only can, you know, the amount of debt that they're getting rid of, because I've had people come in with $30,000 all the way up to $350,000 in different walks of life in every scenario. They're basically, what they need to qualify basically is they need need a home computer, they need an email address, they need a phone, and they need the ability to be on conference calls to learn about the process. And the operators and the people that are with the company are skilled operators. They understand what they're doing. So that in itself is a huge advantage over any other company in the United States because of the fact their interest is in you liberating your financial freedom and you ending up having the most cash in your pocket at the end of the day. Like a lot of debt consolidation companies, they'll come in, they'll find out everything about you, they're going to negotiate with the bank, which they don't need to do, you could do. You don't end up saving, you just, instead of having a 15-year sentence in prison, you'll have 10, meaning they'll lower it, but they're not going to do anything drastic for you, and they're going to have the ability to know all your financial records, why you're spending your money, what your budget is, and you have no privacy too. So that's a disadvantage of going with a lot of other companies out there.
And it must be restated, and I'm going to keep repeating this, because a lot of people, as you rightly pointed out, they get a little bit quirky about giving out too much of their financial information. We've been pumped full of the fear, identity theft, people nosing around in your credit. People have lists that they sell their information to other companies to. And right. People have been conditioned to really be mindful of the information they give out to people, and they should be, because, well, I'll tell you, folks, there's quite a few illegal aliens in this country that have been responsible for most of the identity theft, just trying to get a driver's license or a green card in this country. So if you're a little paranoid about that, rightfully so. But you got to understand that when you're dealing with us, that you don't have to worry about your name being sold off to anybody. And some of these people are unscrupulous about it. Just a little bit of information that you give, all of a sudden you start to notice that you're getting emails on your email account, and you're hearing from people that you're thinking to yourself, where are these people coming from? Well, that's because people are selling information out there. But when you deal with us, this information goes nowhere. It is held in the utmost privacy. And that's the way that it should be, because it ain't nobody's business but your own. And, of course, ours, if you enter into an agreement with getting rid of that credit card debt. And there's folks, you're heading into an era into this country that you quite rightly have never seen before. And what I mean by that, we had a little stock market debacle back in 1929. Well, we were crawling out of an agrarian society. We were going into manufacturing. Things were rolling along, and all of a sudden the banks decided, well, there's too much liquidity out there, so we're going to rein in the credit. Hence, that was the start of the 29 stock market crash. But if you look behind that, we weren't in bad shape in this country. Manufacturing facilities were being built. The economy was really basically strong. There was no national debt to speak of, I think a few million dollars back in 29. We didn't quite institute the New Deal and the socialist state out there. I don't want to get too political about this, but that's the realities of it. We today are finding our government, your government, folks, at about $100 trillion upside down for past, present, and future debt obligations in the United States government. It's $100 trillion. And right now, they're. If you look at the markets today, they got their plunge protection team in there pumping liquidity into the markets, and that's to help stabilize it or give it what they call a soft landing. The banks, if you reel this whole thing back and you look at the core issue here, it is the banks themselves that got a little too greedy, put a little bit too much liquidity out in the market, too many risk, and people are defaulting on loans. But this is not just in the United States. This is worldwide. Having said all that, in the future, and I don't like to be a doomsayer, but I'm going to paint you an accurate picture of the future. There's going to be a lot of people filing for bankruptcies. Why? Because they've lost their jobs, their companies have shut down, they've laid you off, they've outsourced even more, sent your job to China or Mexico or Philippines or wherever. Outsourcing is the mode of the new global government. So having said that, what you're going to be looking at in your future is going to be what I would say not a very rosy picture. More people are going to be filing for bankruptcies. But the insiders, James, saw this coming. And
right.
A few years ago, what they did was they disincluded, if that is a word, if not, I just invented it. They disincluded you from filing bankruptcy and adding your credit cards in. So in other words, you can file whatever chapter, you can go bankrupt, but guess what? You're still on the hook for those credit cards. Now, mm-hmm. Let's back this up a little bit more. If you understand what is coming at you and you want to free up liquidity to make mortgage payments, to clear up some back debts that maybe might soften your landing, maybe not force you into bankruptcy, a lot of people are prideful about their credit, aren't they, James?
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, they look at this and it's the Holy Grail. This is what we've been taught. This is how we've been programmed. That, well, you don't default on your credit cards. You always pay your bills on time. We're painting a scenario here that's not pleasant to look at, but it is the harsh realities. So to free up liquidity now, how much are you people out there paying on credit cards? What are your monthly payments? Are you to the point right now where you're just making minimal payments? If that's the case, don't look for your account with the credit card company to be paid off anytime soon, maybe a couple, maybe 3 decades. And that is not an exaggeration. If you just pay the interest, minimal interest payments, that principal stays there and the debt keeps securing and you never pay it off. So now is the time to start thinking. And I understand that we don't have people jumping out of the windows yet on Wall Street, but the way things are looking, we are going to go into a very deep recession, if not recession, maybe a depression. So I know these are things that people do not like to think about, and it makes them uncomfortable, but these are the realities of the day.
That is true. That is true. And this basically, when I started this, everybody was concerned about credit cards and the debt thing and everything else, but I've seen people come in that were students, come in with $30,000, $40,000. A lot of doctors, a lot of lawyers, believe it or not, in different types of law, came in with huge credit card debts. They successfully went through this program. They are totally taught from A to Z how to dispute the debt, what it takes, what's really going on, what to expect, everything that happens to somebody that's entered into this program after they decide they've had enough and they want to put in their credit cards or charge cards or whatever path they choose, whether it's settlement or eliminating it. We already know what's going to happen next. There's no surprises that any consumer is going to get that they have not been told straightforward right from the get-go. So any letter that comes through, anything from any source coming from either a collection agency, if it's a law firm, if it's the bank, we've already seen them before. So what you're actually joining is a forum that is already dealing with this issue and beating the banks and creating better futures for, you know, individual consumers, because it's just, there's got to be a valve to get out. There just has to be. If there is not a way to get out, most families and people that I know are going to be enslaved to those banks and credit cards and get to lean. I mean, they're just not going to be able to survive. This is an opportunity for people to get back and seeing themselves in a financial future that they probably forgot about a long time ago when they started accruing a lot of this debt. You know, being able to take a trip with their family, paying for their children's education. This is the way to go for it and do it.
Well, and like I said, people are kind of squirrely about their financials. I'm not, because I have a tendency to shoot from the hip and tell people the truth, or at least what's on my mind. And
yeah.
I've done the credit card thing, and I went with a credit card consolidation company, and I got to tell you, things did not work out well. What they promised, they didn't deliver. Many times I found myself on the phone myself talking with the banks, okay, and trying to reduce a payment to settle an account. That wasn't a pleasant experience. What you need to do with this is go with professionals, and I wished I would have known about you guys before that happened. Look, we'll take the break here. We'll come back with my co-host, James Martinez. The Cash Flow, I'm John Stadtmiller. We'll be back in a minute.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Watch today says an increase in credit card debt again pushed up outstanding U.S. consumer debt in July at a record clip of almost 4%, or by $7.5 billion. That's what the Fed Reserve reported Monday. Consumer credit outstanding rose $2.46 trillion, I said trillion with a T, in July, up from a revised $2.45 trillion in June. We're moving up rapidly on this. It's the smallest gain for consumer debt since April, according to the Fed's data. But folks, pay attention to the credit card debt. And I'm just talking about here in the United States, almost $2.5 trillion. Now, in July, revolving debt such as credit card debt rose at a 6.6% annual rate, or by $5 billion. Credit card debt rose by the revised 6.4% in June. Non-revolving debts such as auto, student, personal, and others other debts rose at an annual rate of 2% after climbing over 5.5% in June. Well, as of mid-Monday, the futures market expected the Fed Open Market Committee to lower the federal funds rate to 4.75% by the end of the month, down from the 5.25% currently. Well, that sounds pretty good. the Wall Street boys are just cheering this. They want Bernanke to give us a discount on the Fed rate for borrowing. But the problem is, when you do that, they already have too much liquidity and bad paper out there in the market. Now they're going to try to move things along, loosen up the credit a little bit more. This is only going to compound the problem and hyperinflate things. Now, folks, I'm here to tell you, if you believe, and you can tune into CNBC and you can watch that all day, and they will never tell you what's really going on behind the scenes. They just want you to pick a stock. They're the cheerleaders for Wall Street. That's their job. Do not expect anything more from them. They just discovered 30 days ago that, oh, well, there's a 50-50 chance we might be in a recession. Well, I got news for you, folks. We've been in a recession for 18 months, a year and a half, and the Wall Street boys just discovered it 30 days ago. Now, if you believe that, I've got a bridge up in Minnesota I want to sell you. Okay? You know, I mean, it's and the inflation rate is running almost at 12%. They're parroting the message out there in the media that, well, inflation is low, the economy is strong, and yeah, we're expecting a Fed fund cut, and I don't think if it does happen, it's going to be absolute suicide. They're in a position right now that they don't know what to do. Now, the reason I mention this, folks, is because when the banks, the lending institutions, Wall Street, the government throw up their hands, do the no-necker with the palms up and say, we don't know what to do, it's time to duck. It is now high time for you to start planning your financial future because they've closed this in. Personal responsibility. Are you feeling responsible out there for your credit card debt? Well, you've been conditioned that credit is a good thing. As long as you keep your credit score up and you make your payments and you've been a good boy and or a good girl out there and everything will be just ducky. Credit card is a privilege, if you will, and many people would use it to purchase goods and services and they would pay it back rather rapidly and everything was just fine. You weren't ate up by the interest, as they say. Well, now people are depending on credit cards just for survival. Now, that paints a pretty blurry picture, and I'm urging folks to take a look at your financial situation. Make plans today. Take your steps today in order to soften this for your own personal reasons, folks. I mean, if you want to get narcissistic about this and just draw it right down to me, you'd better do it. You'd better be a little bit selfish here because it is your financial future we're talking about. And there may come a time you're not going to be able to make that student loan payment or you're not going to be able to, you know, make that payment for your college kids' tuition. These are serious issues. You know, we're talking about the fabric of American dream here, James.
One of the big things, one of the craziest things these credit card companies are doing, if, say, we have people listening right now that maybe have, you know, three or four credit cards or a student or, you know, they just have a regular job or whatever, and you already are in, say, 10 grand, 15 grand, which is pretty normal for most people. If you lose your job or you get hurt or something happens where you miss a day or cannot make your minimum payment, they will raise that interest rate to the roof. And what will happen is it's called the Universal Credit Card Agreement. And if, say, if I have a Citibank, a Capital One, and American Express card, and I come in late on my Capital One thing, and I've had a perfectly good history with them, 3 years on time, you know, paid it off, built it up, paid it off, whatever, and then I miss a payment because I got sick or some electronic problem or whatever, they will raise that interest rate to the roof, but they're going to raise the interest rate on all the other cards at the same time, even if you're in perfect standing with them, period. That is absolute total insanity, slavery, torture, and for all of the people out there that are listening to that, that's what they're doing, and some of you have experienced that. That's not going to fly because people just won't be able to make it. They're not going to be able to make it. So there's got to be a place, an exit strategy, so you can go out there, take that debt, eliminate it or settle it, and do it in a way that's smart, where you can plan your financial future and move forward.
You know, I was just told while you were speaking that Congress is looking into maybe correcting some of what you just spoke about, but I wouldn't hold
I wouldn't hold my breath. Right.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't hold my breath. I mean, after all, this is the back in 1913, these are the people that voted for private banking, a private concern out there to have control of the financials and economic matters inside your country. So you trust Congress? I don't. My Congress critters, I keep a very watchful eye on. We'll take the break here. We'll invite your phone calls. If you have any questions about credit cards and the debt, 800-313-9443. We'll be back with...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
This is a new program, but I know there's a lot of people listening to this program right now. You have any questions about credit cards? Let's keep in mind a few things here, folks, that you've been conditioned into this credit card thing, as I've said, that the free, cheap, easy credit, as long as the economy was good and you could go find a job, the only way that you would default on your credit cards before is if you were just a lousy money manager or you spent your money elsewhere and you didn't pay your bills. But now it's your sources of income are being drawn down and you're getting boxed into a corner. So it may be time for you to start figuring out what you're going to do rather than just hoping against hope. And I know, James, a lot of people are doing this and they have a tendency to do. And they're sitting back and they're waiting and they're going, well, maybe the economy will strengthen up. Yeah, it's a little bad right now, but the banks will straighten out their problems and everything is going to be okay.
Yeah, and they're probably getting more offers through the mail from other credit cards, offering to transfer over to lower cards. And tons of that will be coming in the mail and trying to get them in further debt than they're already, because they really want people to be working for them nonstop. And some people I've had come in, I've talked to over the phone that I've dealt with, a prospect or somebody that's listened to me on the radio, and they really are stuck in a position where they don't have anywhere else to move. And they've taken 2 or 3 days to think about it. Then they've decided, yes, they want to do it. And they go through it. They're freed up for completely, because they completely stop paying on their credit card payments legally. And they're protected. And they've got an environment where they can learn about how to handle it and how to go through the entire process, eliminate it, and start a financial future, which in this particular time and place is going to be very, very important, so that people aren't, you know, have that noose around their neck.
Well, and along those lines, people are still, they want to hang on to the old paradigm. They want to do business as they're used to doing business, but when the parameters of the game change, that means that you have to change. And if you do not, and the environment around you changes and you haven't, well, that's a recipe for disaster. That's not a very good thing. 800-313-9443. We're getting some calls in right now, so we'll wait for that. I also wanted to tell you, James, that we're installing an 800 number. Your phone system will be sent over here toot sweet, as they say, and we'll be able to do business even better and quicker. Now, I wanted to ask you this, and I want to get a little bit more specific about it. When we're talking about credit card elimination, the debt elimination, people will say, well, wait a minute. I took on a credit card. I put my John Hancock on the bottom line. I signed a contract. I'm not going to renege on it. How would you answer somebody's question like that?
Well, if they say, you signed the contract. Oh, really? Great. Why don't you sit down and explain it to me now? And they're not going to be able to. I guarantee you. That's the first thing I would say to them. Because most people don't even understand what they signed into. And most banks that issue those credit cards have no idea either. And there was a movie that was made called Maxed Out. I know the director, and I'm going to definitely get him on here. And they went and talked to a Harvard law professor about a credit card agreement that was in contract law. And they couldn't even figure it out. And they did that again on another documentary, which you can find on the web. Frontline did it, actually. And they can't even understand the contract. So if somebody comes up to me and has issues with the contract and they feel obligated, first they got to understand what they signed up for and what's going on with that. Second of all, they got to understand that how loans work in this country. And there's actually, you know, they monetize your signature, how that whole thing works. So they understand it first, because once they understand what they've gotten into, then in their consciousness they have leverage to do something about it. That's what I would say first to somebody.
Now, when you say monetize your signature, what exactly does that mean?
It means when you get the credit card agreement, somewhere in the body of the terms of the agreement, After you read through it and go, oh, this kind of looks like a good idea, but I have no idea what I'm signing because I can't even read the fine print, that you sign your name, that signature is turned into an asset, the contract, and then they can take that, credit an account, get some notes for it from the Federal Reserve, and continue on out there. And you have to work to pay for those goods, and always the merchant is always paid. And you have to work for it, and you become enslaved to a situation where the bank didn't actually loan you any money and didn't do any work behind it. So it's not they didn't give you full disclosure. A lot of people, if they knew what they were getting into, they wouldn't do it. So a lot of people, that's a big learning issue for them. And I'm not going to get into the specifics of that because it's hard to understand because I've put it before people. And when people read the various references that the NAES, the North American Educational Services, gives them, and they understand. And they also look at some of these movies that have been made. Aaron Russo mentioned in his movie about how banking really works and there's nothing behind the dollars and the credit card companies. then people understand. It's really just it's education and reframing from your one thought about your debt to another way of thinking about it with the process where you can go through, dispute the validity of that, or settle it. It's completely up to you how what time you want to do and how much you want to put into it. Because before anybody comes in and we deal with anybody, we qualify them, make sure that they understand the process, and they can determine how they want to navigate their financial future, which is the most empowering thing for somebody.
I was just going to say that. When you start making decisions, rather than being a reactionary, reacting to circumstance, that you begin to understand what you're in, and then you start to take the offensive action, that puts you in control, and that is empowering. This is psychologically devastating for a lot of people to find themselves, and it's scary. I mean, folks, you know,
it's total cognitive dissonance. Basically, it's me stepping in front of you, John, and saying, you know, these two parents of yours—they're not actually your parents. These are your real parents. Even faced with that fact, it's a lot for people to deal with. And the same thing with money. Money's a very, you know, it's a sensitive issue for a lot of people. And I've had people think that when they go through this process, they're going to be put in jail. And I'm like, no. This is a civil procedure, not a criminal one.
That's right.
You're allowed to ask questions. People have got to think that the banks make mistakes, because they do. And on this network, you talk about it a lot. They're allowed to ask questions and find answers. And one of the things, when I've been on the conference calls talking to people all about this, I let them know that now, look, there's a dispute in progress. You're asking the questions. You're running the show from now on. They answer to you. Not the other way around. And for most people, they have a lot of problem dealing with that. So it's not just eliminating their credit card debt and limiting them, but getting a financial future. It's also psychologically putting them into a space where they can start thinking about prosperity, start freeing up, handling their money smarter than they've ever done before, and creating a better future.
Folks, you've heard this. It's been often quoted, but there's an old saying, if my neighbor loses a job, it's a recession. If I lose my job, it's a depression. People would hear statistics like, well, you know, the major number one cause of divorce in this country, 50% divorce rate, by the way, in this country, and it's probably going to get a little bit worse, but the number one reason why people have marital discord and divorce is financial problems. And it's something that can be remedied. You may, you know, we're not painting a picture here that it's all going to be, you know, banana flavored jello here. But when you take control of your financial situation, you become the choice maker. Choices aren't made for you. You're not talking to the banker, and the banker's saying to you, well, you didn't make your mortgage payment, so, you know, we're going to start foreclosure on your house. Or, gee, you missed a couple of payments on your car. We're going to have to repossess your car. You know, 9 times out of 10, they don't even tell you if they're going to repo your car. They just come and get it. They might send you a late notice or so, but it's insanity to be in a situation and be financially scared. I guess that's the best term, and not
right.
Know what to do. And
yeah, here, that's not good. You want to sleep well at night. You know?
No, yeah, I can attest to that. I can attest to that. By the way, we had some phone calls and wondering what happened to the last program. we took over and we bumped somebody's spot, Edna Lane Brown. We moved them back to 9 a.m. Central Time in the morning. So, folks, if you want to listen to Edna Lane Brown, and you're all caught up with your credit problems and everything, fine. If not, we invite you to call at 800-313-9443. And this program re-airs at 4 o'clock in the morning. And again, that is Central Time. Situations dealing with money. Before the program, I was just doing some prep for another show. And I'm looking at news stories. And Colin Powell says the terrorists are not the greatest threat to the nation. What he's saying is that in an interview, he says what we should do is welcome newcomers into the country. We need to welcome more immigrants into the country. Now, folks, you may or may not be, if you've been on the dark side of the moon, you've not maybe heard that we've had an illegal alien problem in this country, not undocumented workers or illegal immigrants. No, they're illegal aliens. They're from another, not planet, they're from another country. Most of them from Mexico, but there are other than Mexicans, there are OTMs, there's Nicaraguans, there's South Americans, there's Panamanians, there's, well, that's right, Russians and Chinese, and anybody that can get down to Central America, get in across the border in Mexico, can find their way into the United States. Now, there's a reason for that. It's called the North American Union, but I won't delve down that rabbit hole. But to suffice it to say that these, as often quoted in the media, the 12 million illegals in this country, oh, we've just got to legitimize them. See, there's plenty of work here. Folks, the true numbers are ranging anywhere from $36 to $42 million. And on a weak economy, jobs out there, people are looking to hire people that will do the job that was occupied by your neighbor or maybe yourself. Yesterday or last week, they're looking for ways to increase their bottom line by cheaper labor. So there's another pressure put on the job market, which again comes home to roost where? That's right, in your pocketbook, at home, and trying to deal with your financial matters. What would you say? What would you say is the average person that deals with you, James? What is their average debt?
Usually, it's the average comes in about between 30 and 40. But it's relative though. I've got guys come in at 10,000, they think it's a million because, you know, they may be students or whatever. And I've got guys that have come in as high as 350,000. But it's generally between 30 and 40 people come in with. At that particular point for the average household, it's over. I mean, you're gridlocked. Between your paying your mortgage or your car payment or whatever you're doing, that's pretty much the general we get, but we get to all different levels.
I was just put a note just posted on my computer. My engineer and I went out to Phoenix, Arizona last year, and we didn't know what was the other main event that was going on out there? Spring training, that's right, for baseball. And, well, we just couldn't find a hotel room, and as we were driving around, we were noticing the hotels, there just seemed to be a large number of people of Mexican descent hanging around hotels. Well, what we didn't realize, that was the last year, that was the immigration rally that was taking place in Phoenix. Not only spring training, we had to drive 125 miles north of Phoenix just to go get a hotel room because all the illegals were getting hotel rooms and hanging out with 30 or 40 or 50 of their buddies in the same hotel room. So it wasn't that great. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Thanks for calling in, Don.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Don.
Hi. I have a simple question for the simple mind that I am. I have no credit card debt, never have. I've never filled out a credit card application. The only real true debt, per se, that I have is my medical expenses, and I live on a very tight, limited fixed income, Social Security disability. Now, with that said, and with not having the debt, nor do I own a vehicle, nor would I ever own a vehicle, per se, or any other real property, is my status right now considered pretty much neutral? I'm not understanding other than that I have some outstanding debt. It doesn't total more than $3,000 in medical expenses, and most of my medical expenses right now are being taken care of through the Veterans Administration.
Lucky you.
Well, yeah,
very lucky.
I paid for it, but nonetheless, that said, with the obvious pending issues that are going to prevail in the pretty near future, I'm wondering if I stand fair to middling, so to say. That's my question.
Well, you're an anomaly, actually.
That's what my mom used to say.
Because you're in a good position. I mean, that amount of medical debt isn't that much. And, you know, if you said it was a lot, we do and have settled medical debts before. It's a different procedure with a separate sister company that we do that. But for your particular situation, I would maintain right there, because you're one of the lucky ones. You're not tied up with a lot of payments, mortgages, and all that. You have a fixed income. You don't have credit card debt. You're good. I would stay right there.
Yeah, you're actually done. You're actually in better position. And here's the funny thing about this is that people that, you know, down here in Central Texas, we got an area called Lake Travis. Well, actually, it's the backed up Colorado, but they made about 125, 130 miles of navigable water that's pretty deep and it's pretty clean and it's pretty nice to boat on. Well, surrounding this area down here is all these multi-million dollar homes sitting on the cliffs and the bluffs and everything else. And I just drove through there, that area, yesterday, and I looked. And I'm thinking to myself, here is the imminent front. Here is the supposed American dream. And I'm thinking to myself, and in my mind's eye, I'm entering these homes, and I'm listening to the conversations, and I'm looking at the body postures, and I'm watching people, you know, try to sweat over their bills and everything else. Many people right now in this country are living the life of an illusion, and they are living on credit. They're living in a house that they've got a 30-year, if you're lucky, a 30-year fixed mortgage. And your payments are maybe manageable right now, but with the increase in food and gas prices and all this inflationary pressure being brought on, you, sir, believe it or not, Don, it's strange to hear, but consider yourself lucky, because they're living the life of the illusion. You're living the reality. You know what you got. They don't even know what they have yet to lose. Thanks for your call, Don. I appreciate it very much. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. Short segment of Your Cash, or we'll come up with another name for this. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605. 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Closing moments of the show here. Any parting shots, James?
Yeah, I would say to everybody that's listening to take a serious consideration about what's going on, what's John saying, the opportunity to completely change your life, create a cash flow life, shall we say, and start getting ready for the big changes that are coming. I've helped thousands of people be able to eliminate, settle their credit card debt through this company that has the best reputation in the U.S. for doing this. You'll be in good hands, and we're going to be talking about it throughout the week, so we look forward to talking to everybody.
Well, and folks, you know, get debt. Let me give out this gentleman's email address, so if you want to email him, getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And the phone number, it's a regular toll number right now, but in a few days we will have a toll-free number in place. The number that you want to dial is 310-201-6536. And get debt relief now. How do you spell relief? It ain't Rolaids, folks. It's called improving your cash flow. It's called taking steps that maybe will lessen the chance that you're reaching for that bottle of Rolaids to get rid of your sour stomach. James, I'll be honest with you. To do a program such as this it's never been done before. That you actually have live interaction. And people are out there listening to this program right now going, what am I listening to? Just do me a favor. Go to your bill pile. It's generally on your little writing desk, or maybe it's next to your telephone where you have the little multi-tiered thing where you stick all your correspondence and your bills in. After the program, pull those things out and take a look at your credit card debt right now. If you're $5,000-$10,000 in debt, you know, that's maybe average. But if you're looking at $15,000-$20,000-$25,000-$30,000, you're on financial shaky ground right now. You can literally free up that money that you're paying every month into the credit card system right now, and you can keep that to pay your mortgage or your equity loans or whatever it is. You can keep that cash flowing for you. This is completely, and I want to stress this, and I have not stressed this, but I want to do it now. This is completely legal, above board. You are in no trouble. This is a civil matter. This is not criminal. There is nothing that you're going to do civilly that's going to invite a criminal matter. All this is legal and above board. It is about you taking care of the situation, the matrix that you find yourself in right now. And we've explained a little bit about that matrix, and we will in the near future on many of these programs as to how and why this situation came upon us. And once you understand more about it, you will understand that one of the surest fire ways out of this, with no detriment to you, is going to be to get some credit relief here, because you're up to your eyeballs in it, and you've got to start charting your own course and taking control. If you do not, the choices in your future are not going to be your own. They're going to be foisted on you, and you're going to be in your reactionary stage, which is not a good position to be in, is it, James?
No, it is not. Not the way things are now, that's for sure.
All right, my friend, it's been a pleasure. I'm getting used to this. It's flowing better, and I'm liking it.
All right.
My friend James Martinez, my co-host here, the number is 310-201-6536. Write that number down, ponder it, consider it, act upon it, or you can email them at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. And my friend James, we'll see you tomorrow.
It's true.